All right, we're back on the Cancer Project with Cancer, Eldon, and Scarlett. Time Warp just in the background. Last interview was something, huh? The energy vampire stuff?
Yep. Aren't you surprised that we all were positive on that test?
Not at all. It didn't surprise me.
It was really hard for me to bite my tongue throughout the whole interview.
I know.
You were very good.
On the line now is Darling Violetta. This is, of course, their music. This is, been looking forward to this all week. You there, Cammy?
I'm here.
Hey, is the whole band there?
We've got Steve and Jim here.
Steve and Jim? Steve is, hold on here, I got notes on all of you. I've been working on this. Steve is your drummist.
That's right.
And Jim is your lead guitar player.
That's me.
Okay, great. I'm glad you guys could join us this evening. You're out right now promoting your new CD, the Kill You EP.
That's right.
And first off, I want to ask you a bunch of stuff for this, but first I'm going to start with your band history, briefly how you guys came together, how long you've been performing, and what inspired the name Darling Violetta?
You know, all the typical bullshit you have to answer during every interview.
Yeah, this is usually the first question, just the other way.
The band started with Jim and myself. Mm-hmm. Jim, I actually answered his ad in a local music magazine, a wanted ad, and that was about, how long ago? 5 years ago. Jim and I just played in coffee houses and whatnot while we were trying to find, you know, the right bass player, the right drummer, mm-hmm. and we played with various people.
This was all out in L.A.?
Yeah, in L.A., and we finally got Atto, our bass player, who's out of the country at the moment, couldn't be here with us tonight.
Okay.
Then we met Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And the four of us played together for a while, and then we decided that we needed some other element, and that's when we decided, why don't we try cello instead of a second guitar?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get into in a little bit, so that's very interesting. But before that, now what inspired the name Darling Violetta? That's from Bela Lugosi, right?
I'll let Jim take that.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Well, it was a happy kind of coincidence. We actually just came up with the name when we were trying to figure out, made little lists of names that we liked, and we kind of merged two other names mm-hmm. to make Darling Violetta. Then I went on the internet and just kind of looking around, making sure no one else had anything too similar.
Uh-huh.
I typed in the name, and the first thing that came up was this poem, and the first line was My Darling Violetta, and
yep.
It was a love poem, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I looked at the bottom, and it was by Bela Lugosi, written to an actress he'd worked with in Europe before the whole Dracula thing.
So yeah, that was his time.
It was a happy accident. I told everybody, and we were pretty stoked, and we knew it was the right name.
That's great. Yeah, that you mentioned looking and doing research on the name. That's something that new bands run into a lot. They select a name, they choose it, they go through a year or two of, you know, doing the local club work, and then they're forced to change their name when they find out that somebody already has it.
Right.
You know, and that's definitely something you want to avoid.
Yeah, like there was a Nirvana in the 60s.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now your music, you know, has obvious jazz, classical, and rock influences, but I think what turned me on most about you was your cello player, Jerry. Now, how did you come to that decision in bringing in a cellist into your music?
Well, at the time we were thinking about fattening the sound out with adding another adding a second guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of looking for one, I happened to stumble upon this girl who played cello and was looking to play with a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, what the hell? Let's see how that turns out.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to her a little bit about what we were up to and where we were going. She sat in with us, played some of the early songs we were working on, and we thought it was an excellent mix, the guitar and the cello together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both work in different frequencies.
Oh, yeah.
And feed off each other really well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was different, and it's, to this day, it's proven very eye-catching live and sonically. Very different, very ear-catching.
Mm-hmm. Now, does she also play violin and viola, or does she stick with just cello?
I'm sorry?
Does she also play the violin and the viola, or does she stick just with cello?
Just with cello. Viola's a whole other animal.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you've talked about this to death, but August 18th, 1998, you filmed the Buffy episode Faith, Hope, and Trick.
Right.
I'm sure everyone's interviewed you on this, but I read through your journal as on your website, www.darlingvioletta.com, And one thing stands out more than anything else was the food. You guys constantly talked about the food, the catering, the... they really took care of you, huh?
Else more important?
Hey, those people, they could have worse gigs than that. They've got like like shark in their catering. Oh, they've got fresh fruit shakes. I mean, come on. Are any of us, do any of us get that food on a regular basis?
Yeah, that's,
please.
That's true. That's true. That's
maybe they're not all 200 pounds.
Exactly.
Like
they have excellent food. Mm-hmm. And they've got these little like trays that come around backstage that they change every hour on the hour. And it's mm-hmm. full of all this delicious food. It's beautiful. We stocked up.
Craft service.
Yeah, craft service is our two favorite words.
The one of the last lines of your journal is, we go to the food cart to stock up on granola bars and stuff and stuffed your pockets.
Outstanding. Yeah, we went out there and loaded for bear.
Actually, Jerry had the most food. The littlest one of all.
Now how do you score something like that? Who approached you? Who said, we want you on Buffy? I mean, how does this happen?
Well, we've been sharing rehearsal space with a band called Four Star Mary.
Yeah.
And they had been featured on Buffy as the music for the fictitious band called Dingoes Ate My Baby. It's like Seth Green's band on the show.
Okay.
And their music is Dingoes Ate My Baby, basically.
That's Four Star Mary?
Yeah, Four Star Mary.
I wasn't aware of that.
And we've been sharing rehearsal space with them for a long time. And they said, hey, you know, why don't you just give your stuff to the music supervisor, John King, and you guys, I'm sure he might be able to use a mm-hmm. song here or there, you never know. So we gave him a package, and then I forgot about it. And about a year later, John called and said, well, we have this episode coming up, and I think your music would be perfect for it, and I think that you would be, the band would be perfect for it, too. We need a band to play in the mm-hmm. Bronze. And we were like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, at this point, we believe it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, we're going to have a round table discussion over here, and I'll let you know. And then I think the next day he called me and said, okay, you guys are on, we're filming Monday. That was like a Thursday or something.
That
so
quick.
It happened really quick.
Mm-hmm. And then later, of course, and to be honest with you, this is how I came to find out who you were. Numerous listeners of Vampire Radio were requesting the Angel theme song, so I went on a mission of finding out who it was, and that's how I came across you guys.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad your listeners are enjoying the Angel theme
yeah,
song.
How do you get a job like that? Does that, were you asked, or was it something you applied, like, submitted for?
Well, we were asked, but there was also really stiff competition. We were up against some pretty major artists.
So you put together a work and then submitted it, and then they chose, and you guys were obviously picked.
John King, again, the music supervisor, said that he was being asked to come up with a theme song, and he said they were looking for something along the lines of, you know, we want like a Batman, like a dark superhero,
uh-huh.
shallow rock, you know, just kept throwing all these different descriptions at us, and we thought, well, mm-hmm. that sounds like it's right up our alley, and I think we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the timing with this was like, again, it was like a Thursday, and we need 3 ideas by Monday.
Oh, great.
But no small order.
No.
So we just went to work. We came up with 3 ideas, and they liked one of them, which is eventually what came to be what you're hearing now on TV.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in 1993, a new TV show, Friends, hit the air. In 95, NBC released the CD, the soundtrack with the Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You. It made a big hit. It also inspired the Rembrandts to create a longer version of the song. Is something like, have you guys begun work on that possibly, like a 2 or 3 minute version of the Angel song, or is it just kind of left?
You never know. I do believe that there are plans to release an Angel soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
So people should look for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, you know, some month away, but that is happening. And as far as recording an extended version, you never know.
And does the song have a name besides Angel theme song, or, you know, that there's? I couldn't find a name for the song.
We like to call it Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Well, yeah, the Angel theme, I think it sums it up, says it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it never was, another song. It wasn't something that pre-existed and they used for the show. It was, we were asked to do it, and we did it. And I just think it's simple and
to the point. But Gertrude has a nice ring to it, too.
Gertrude? After I found out that you guys had done the angel work, and I went to your website and started really getting into your credits and such, I see you're getting a lot of college airplay. That's probably your big source right now, isn't it? Wouldn't you say? I mean, you're doing a lot of college work.
Yeah, they've taken to us really strong, and it's been really encouraging for us. We're charting on stations all across the country and doing really, really well. And now some of the specialty shows on the big stations, the commercial stations, are starting to pick us up too. So in the near future, we're gonna start getting noticed, some airplay on some of the bigger stations. Mm-hmm. But some of the songs in the Kill You EP, and the cool thing about college radio is that since it's not format, a lot of them are taking to different songs. Some of them are playing Cure, some of them are playing Spoiled and Rotten, some of them are playing
Awesome,
mm-hmm. or they take to a remix. It's really cool. Through college radio, we're getting people access to the whole album.
Yeah, yeah. At one point in my life, I traveled, did nothing but travel across the country for a year, and during this time, I was driving, and I always sought out college radio. And one thing that I did learn is that when you hear something repeatedly on college radio, it is a heartbeat away from mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the gateway to being mainstream and being picked up as you
go. Your mouth to God's ears.
Exactly. And since with the high degree of college radio play that you've had is an obvious indicator that you're not that far away from being very mainstream and being in all the major markets. I understand Rick Dees has already featured you out in L.A.
He did. He played Spoiled and Rotten.
Spoiled and Rotten. That's your first single release off, I guess you'd call it. You did a video for that, right?
We just finished the video.
And it's awesome. It's beautiful.
It's actually, anybody listening now, you would want to check out our website this week, darlingviolina.com.
Mm-hmm.
The video is going to be available there.
If you want to go check it out.
It won't be available anywhere else yet. So.
That's good. And we got to get it on MTV.
Yeah.
That's the next thing. Before I go on, Scarlett, any questions? I'm turning to my other people in the studio here.
Okay.
Did they get a press release packet?
I never asked her for one, but...
But I did.
My sister...
I was one of the ones... You know, other people in channel email him about wanting a copy of your song from the radio, and I kept nagging him in person. I want a wave of that, which is a file that you can actually play on the computer.
I know you're jumping ahead. The Angel theme song has never officially been released, right? I mean, it's the theme for Angel. There are bootleg copies flying across the internet more than you know of that song.
We have no comment to say on that. No comment.
We know nothing.
They're everywhere. And you got to understand, correct me if I'm wrong, darling Violetta, but WB owns the rights to that song, correct?
It's actually Fox, who produces the show,
okay.
Owns it.
So, I mean, literally, you sold the song, and do you have any residuals on that? They own the song, right?
Right.
So, you know, this is, you know, you got to talk to Fox for that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, we can still get the press packet from their EP they just released.
If you have, I'll email Cammy and give her the P.O. box so she can send us in. Eldon, anything from you? Yeah, he's just over there staring at the monitors.
Well, not this time.
And we get a Time Warp here. He's like a big fan of your guys. He came just to sit in on this to listen.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you guys? You guys are in Arizona,
right?
Yeah,
we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
Arizona. I'm going to be coming out to see you guys later in the year.
Did you Mason drive?
Go Coyotes. Woo!
Okay. No, when are you going to be in the Tempe, Phoenix area? And if where are you going to be performing or anything?
You know, we're just putting together tour plans now. We don't have anything set in stone yet.
Mm-hmm.
So again, our website's a good place to check.
Yeah,
and you guys got a mailing list there that you can join, and you will announce all upcoming appearances and events, correct?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I'm a fan of the show, and that first episode, and I was watching that, and then the theme song came up, and I just wanted to say that it was very haunting with that the cello going, and then the rest of the music. I haven't heard your other work yet, but does that follow the same lines, or
we're gonna play Spoiled and Rotten here in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm an idiot, so
we're building up. Time Warped here is one of the hosts of another show that airs on Vampire Radio, Rocky Horror Time Warped Radio, which is 100% Rocky Horror Picture Show material.
How cool!
So that plugs I Have No Lives. That's his area of expertise, which you can hear Fridays.
Your sisters have to get in costume in order to their favorite character. Yeah, do they smoke
us? Well, who's your favorite character?
From Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah.
God. I don't even know the name.
Okay,
she's like a magenta type, I would say.
Oh, cool.
From what I've looked at her and seen of her.
Okay. Well, I'll shut up now.
All right, we'll wind this down here. Anything you guys want to add while I got you here?
Now we love you. We love all of you.
As you said, there's no immediate upcoming appearances. You're working on the details for that right now, huh?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We just want to say thank you to everybody out there for all the support. And for all the people that we've met that are fans of Buffy and Angel, and they've been amazing. We did a show in L.A. about a month ago, and it was strictly for fans of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel. We did a private show at the Key Club in L.A. Mm-hmm. We had people come from all over the States and Europe, and I mean, it was the best crowd we've ever played for, so you guys are amazing. Thank you. We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, I got on your mailing list there, and I go to L.A. quite a bit, well, like every other month, and if I can time one of my trips to one of your appearances out there, or one of your shows, I'll definitely do that.
And
if you do come to Phoenix, the whole Rocky crowd will probably show up, so you can guarantee it being sold out.
Yeah, just make sure that you let us know, and we'll promote it and put up the flyers and all of that for you.
Oh, awesome.
The Kill You EP is now available in Tower and Virgin Megastores, also available at Amazon.com, CD Now, and TowerRecords.com, or you can purchase the CD on their website at www.darlingviolette.com for only $10, which includes the shipping and handling, probably cheaper than you'll get it in any of the other sources.
An autographed photo, so
you cannot go wrong there. Visit their website at www.darlingviolette.com, and did I miss anything?
I think you got it.
All right, you guys are awesome.
Thank you so much.
I thought I'd let you guys know, you have four songs in the Vampire Radio playlist: the Angel theme, Spoiled and Rotten, Cocoon, your Dante mix, and Cure.
Great.
So Cure.
Nice collection.
Yeah, they're really catching on. And we're gonna play Spoiled and Rotten here. And I would like to thank you guys for coming in or for doing the interview on air with us.
Thank you, Catherine.
And great luck. Good luck.
Take care.
Alright, that's Darling Violetta, their newest release, Spoiled and Rotten. And
that was kind of a cool ending. I thought it was over. I'm like, shit, drop-off ending. And then I wasn't.
Everybody's scammering for mics.
That was cool. I like that.